Brad Allen here with you. And now a special treat, joined by the head coach of the Standish Sterling softball team. That is Coach Rich Sullivan and the Standish Sterling semifinal softball team. Good afternoon, Coach. How are you?
Good afternoon. Doing great.
Well, of course you're doing great. Another big-time run for the Standish Sterling softball team. The first question I asked you right before we came on here is, these ever get boring, winning all these titles and trophies and having to, you know, work this late into the season?
No, this is what we work towards. We start in December, and you know, when the snow is on the ground, we're in there hitting and fielding ground balls, and pitchers and catchers working, and this is what we hope for. We hope to play in June.
Let's go back all the way to the beginning of the season when you got this group together. Was this a team that you felt had something special in them who can make a run to East Lansing like this team has?
You know, I really did. I returned a lot of my team from last year, and I knew incoming freshmen were coming in that were going to step in and play some pretty important roles. But I knew I really felt like with the work ethic that the girls are putting in the off season, and then our first couple weeks of practice, that I just might have a pretty special group here.
Was there something that really solidified it during the season? Was there a big-time game, big-time opponent, something that happened during the regular season where you looked at maybe your assistants and went, yeah, no, we have a really good team here?
Yeah, we played a very challenging schedule all year, playing ranked teams from Division II and Division III. And I think one of the big ones was Traverse City St. Francis, who at the time was ranked fifth, and they come down to Standish, and we beat them. We swept them and beat them up pretty good. And I said, you know, we're looking pretty good here. And moved on, and we played a tough Clio team that was ranked in D2 with Freeland, and they had a good run too. We had a good a good game against them where we beat them 9-1. So, just kind of putting pieces together.
You got matched up in the regional semifinal with the number one ranked team in the state in Everett, and you know, you and I talked to the same people who obviously work here, and you kind of mentioned, you know what, I think we have a chance, even though it's number one team against a team like Everett. You're able to handle your business, and that led to a regional title, and then after that, a quarterfinal.
Yeah. You know, Everett, we played them right at the tail end of last year, where it was in between districts and regionals. You got that week off, and you always need a game, and we played them, and they returned. You know, most of their team, they went all the way to semis and lost to Millington, or into the final game, lost to Millington extra innings. And so I knew they were going to be hungry for it this year. But I thought we were every bit as good or better than them. And my girls came up, fired right up there when we were in Traverse City and handled them pretty good.
Let's talk about your game in the quarterfinal, because it was a doozy. I was able to catch a decent amount of it on the radio. 1-1 game for what felt like 7 or 8 hours, Coach.
Yeah, you know, it was, we definitely made our mistakes, offensively, base running, and we really struggled putting bunts down, and they were doing what they had to do. You know, she was a rise ball pitcher, and she was spinning it up in the air and forcing us to pop up bunts that, you know, that we shouldn't do anyway. But, it took us all the way to 1-1, and in the bottom of the seventh, they had a runner in second base, and we were able to get out of that jam and roll through the eighth, and then able to score there in the top of the ninth.
What does a win like that tell you about your team? What did you see in your team as that game? I mean, they had to get tighter and tighter and tighter as the innings went on.
Yeah, and it was, you know, my three seniors are great leaders, and they were part of the 21 team that went semifinals also. You know, they were three key players as sophomores that year. And last year I think we all felt like we won the district, but we kind of underachieved. We thought we could have made a little run last year, and we didn't. And I think those three seniors came back, you know, with a vengeance. And they're part of that original, that 21 team was nicknamed the Cardiac Kids because they came from behind so much, and then, you know, this group of girls were the same way. Just, you know, they brought that mentality to our younger group this year of don't give up all the way to the last pitch. Let's just keep going because you never know what's going to happen. We got the capability to come back and beat anybody, and that really helped bring the younger players along this year.
Talking with the head coach of the Standish Sterling Panthers softball team, Rich Sullivan, team in the semifinal. They'll play Friday against Ravenna in the semifinal. And so let's dive into that game a little bit. You've gotten a couple of days off since the quarterfinal. So now, you know, what do you see in that team? How do you feel your team matches up against them?
You know, they have a pretty good pitcher that that throws kind of hard and will come up in the zone on people with a good changeup. So that type of pitcher somewhat gears towards us, but, you know, sometimes we struggle with the changeup. So their first 3-4 hitters, I think, are a lot like our first 3-4 hitters. That's our bread and butter, a key to success for our offense. You know, they get things going, and they get the bottom of the order going. It really matches up on paper very similar. Position by position looks pretty similar.
Well, that hopefully bodes well for you as you guys move forward into Friday. And so, you know, what is your message to your team? Is you're getting down, you're in the final four, you win this one, you're into that final game, you get to play Saturday evening, to try and win a title. This team has come close a few times. I mean, you mentioned you had a couple of players who were on a 2021 team. What are you saying to your team? One, let them know where they are, but also two, make sure they're just playing softball.
Yeah, the message has been, you know, really since we started a postseason run, is you are as good or better than anyone you're going to see. There's no one in Division III softball right now today that's better than you. We're as good as anyone. And what we got to do is we just come out and play our game. Just, you know, be relaxed, be loose. You know, let the emotions, you know, turn them into positive things and mainly play our game.
Well, we look forward to hopefully another conversation with you, talking over a trophy. And, Coach, if you're there on Saturday, I will see you on Saturday. I'll make sure I'm making time if you guys are playing Saturday evening. Thanks so much for taking, 6 minutes out of your day here to be able to talk to us. And good luck to you the rest of the way.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brad. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.